think I don't appreciate art? You think I don't understand fashion? You think I'm not hip? You think I'm pathetic? A nerd? A lard ass fatso? You think I'm shit? Well, you're wrong. 'Cause I'm champagne. And you're shit. Until the day you die, you, not me, will always be shit.
You're boogieing over there.
Yeah.
Look at you.
All right.
Oh, my God. We always come on like a... You know, you listen to the show, we come on so goddamn loud.
Yeah, I know.
You know, after the clips.
Corey Joel Radio Show 18.
This is show number 18.
Boogieing down of Montreal.
Our show can vote now.
That's right, new month, new voting.
Oh, I'm saying our show can vote, it's 18.
Oh.
Let's have a bizarre celebration.
Woo!
I'm feeling this.
This is of Montreal. From the Sunlandic Twins.
So I'm ahead of now. Let's back a little bit.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
This is a guy I can sing all
girls night. Like to pretend I don't exist.
The other podcasters like to pretend that we don't exist.
Despite our attempts to provoke them.
Let's have a bizarre celebration.
Woo!
Let's forget when
we got
a summer dance party on the
Yeah, it's just the summer. It's
yeah.
It's hot and the gay is all right. That's a good CD. I could boogie to that all day.
That is a good record of Montreal.
The Sunlandic Twins. If you want to go get that, it's on some tiny indie label, but it's good. I like.
That song's called Wraith Pin to the Mist and Other Games.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they're a bit arty. Yeah. Bit arty. Good CD though. Good CD.
Yeah. So
go get it. Oh, show 18.
Wow. Welcome aboard, everybody.
What has happened since we left you?
Lots of developments,
of things,
apparently.
But, first of all, thank you for listening. If you're first time, hey, listen to us on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Vote for us on Podcast Alley, the big podcast directory. Go up there. Give us a vote. We got lots to talk about today. It's going to be a good show, I think. I'm excited, dude.
That's not the only podcast site, but...
No, there's other ones.
I hate the term, by the way, because we didn't invent it, so I hate
podcast?
I hate anything we didn't invent, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, but there are other sites like Podcast Pickle where you could go and like rate the show if you find our show on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can rate the show on a lot of these sites, too, if you want to go look those up.
You can give it like a 1 to 5 rating and 5 being awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to give us a 3, don't bother. If you're going to give us a 5, go give us a goddamn rating. Because we need it. We actually don't need it. Because our show is up, like our numbers are up, and it's more popular than it's been since it started.
See,
the last couple of shows have been really
big. We know how many people are downloading
the
show.
Yeah, we know how many people listen.
But that the only real way to compete and show your what's going
on. Yeah, the only way other people know is if people show their support by voting for us. We know you're listening. We get all your IP addresses, and we see a lot of the you can leave comments on Podcast Alley and all that stuff. So,
well, we're consistently top 50. On Podcast Alley.
Oh, in the comedy,
And have been.
And have been. Since the get-go, baby.
Since the inception. We're only a couple months into the show, and we're going to keep getting better.
Thank you for listening. If this is the first show, listen to 7. God, 7. I listened to 17 the other night. I was cracking up.
People are like, I listened to your show. I'm like, which one did you listen to? Oh, number 2. I'm like,
Yeah, listen to the friggin' newer ones. They're good.
Understand
God,
how the
we were talking
microphone
about Coldplay
worked.
And how it was gay, but it'll get you laid. It was hilarious, folks.
17's a classic.
Go listen to 17.
That's for the archives.
Even our drivel at the end about podcasters might be funny to some of you. Some may not, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Listen to the beginning of 17. It was a riot, and today's going to be a good show because we have.
What do we have
to talk, Corey?
Well, my friend, as you know, I review movies.
You review movies.
It's summertime, so the big blockbuster's coming.
Big movies.
Let's see if you're ready for this one.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Oh, you saw this, you bastard.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Yes. You were at the big premiere screening.
I did see Batman last night.
The
new Batman, not this Adam West Batman,
campy.
Which is outstanding. Don't
it's
get me
good.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's good.
I love this. When I was a kid, nothing better than this show.
Yeah, this was a good show.
When you were like 7.
Right.
And this was constantly on, too. Yeah. This and like Hogan's Heroes were on all the time. But yeah, the new Batman Begins is out this next weekend.
Or the
actually
following
starts
weekend.
Wednesday.
Wednesday of next week.
Wednesday the 15th of June.
The 15th of June.
So, yeah,
Batman,
saw that.
Corey.
I love the one where they did the Bat-toosie.
Yeah, that was great.
Where they had the dance off. And then, like, there was a good one where they had a surf competition.
Yeah. And let me guess, there's no Bat-toosie or surf competition in the new Batman?
No.
That's a shame.
On that old show, they did a surfing episode where, like, the Joker and Batman were having a surf off.
Yeah.
And they were wearing, like, swim trunks over their suits.
Right.
So Batman was, like, wearing his costume with swim trunks right. over. Great show. Anyway, this new one is nothing like that. I know right. people can never get away from that campy nonsense, but
sure.
this new Batman is very sleek and dark.
And this is the guy that directed Memento.
Christopher Nolan.
And that Insomnia remake he did.
Yeah.
Which I never saw, but I kind of like Memento. Memento was cool.
I liked both those movies.
Did you?
Both good.
And this Batman. You got a thumbs up or you want to
yeah,
tease?
I'm gonna,
you want to tickle the ass with a feather?
No. I will give it a thumb up.
Oh,
it,
thumbs up.
It's good. It's real, like, you see all the toys and crap that they're selling for this and, you know, Slurpee cups and all this garbage.
Right.
And the movie will scare the living crap out of children. I mean,
oh, like, I believe
like,
it.
This is almost a horror movie. It's, like, really scary and dark, like, the villain, one of the villains is this guy Scarecrow who uses paranoia. He uses like LSD gas, like paranoia inducing gas, and he makes Joel secretly reaching for a toffee fave while I talk.
Keep talking.
Anyway, so the Scarecrow, like, he has this gas that gives you hallucinations and paranoia.
Okay.
And so, like, people start seeing Batman when they're on the gas, and, like, Batman looks like a demon. And he's all inky and black-faced and fangs.
So everyone hates Batman, and then...
Well, they're just afraid of him. Like, they get this gas in him. But, no, it's actually really dark and bleak, and they go back to, like, the end... They do the origin again, because I guess they decided to get rid of all that Val Kilmer and George Clooney bull crap that they did before.
Right.
And start afresh with Christian Bale. And
how is he?
He's not bad. He's you know what? This movie, better than any of the other ones, actually does something with Bruce Wayne. Like,
right.
Shows you why, like, he's Bruce Wayne. And, like, they actually have a whole bit about Alfred, who's Michael Caine. And you can't go wrong with Michael Caine. For me, Michael Caine's always a good thing.
Michael Caine is good. And there's a lot of...
Even in the Cider House Rules, which is one of the gayest movies ever made.
Yeah.
Michael Caine helped that out. But, yeah, no, Michael Caine's Alfred. There's a big all-star cast. And, Bruce Wayne, like, goes on this trek around the world after his parents are killed. His parents are these big philanthropists who, like, built Gotham.
Oh, yeah. So he's got a bunch of money.
And, so he goes on, and he's, like, 9 or 10 when they get killed.
And they're
and so
killed.
He goes on this quest around
the world.
Doesn't
he go do ninja training with somebody, like, with Morgan Freeman or something like that?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is the ninja trainer,
and Ken Watanabe from The Last Samurai, who can speak about 12 words of English in a row.
It's appropriate that he's in a comic book.
Yeah, but no, they kind of explain the whole Batman thing is, like, he uses gas and ninja tricks and stuff to disappear. And, so he goes around the world and does that kind of training and then comes back home and puts on the bat suit and kicks ass. They really tried hard to explain it, though. Like, the Batman armor is this, like, Wayne Industries.
Oh, okay. So they invented the Batman
Wayne
suit.
Industries has a whole, like, side project that Morgan Freeman runs. Like,
right.
Like a tech department that they shut down. And so this is all the prototypes.
Oh, yeah. So Morgan Freeman is kind of like the Q, or he's...
Yeah,
Sort of like the guy who makes all the toys.
And then, and, like, he kind of...
Tools.
He refines them. Like, Bruce...
Yeah.
Fixes
Bruce
him
fixed, messes
uses.
Him up, and
but it's kind of they kind of made an explanation for it instead
okay.
of just like he that suit's bulletproof now.
Yeah.
That's why he wears it because it's like Kevlar armor, but not bad. Katie Holmes utterly useless in it.
Well, they gotta have a broad.
Well, why do they put a romantic? They always put like a love interest in Batman, I guess, to try and show he's not gay or something.
I guess,
but you know he doesn't have like Batman's married to the knight. He's like
he's
you know
married.
I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like you
sure,
know
he's a lot like you. He's just
exactly.
He's
I'm married to comedy.
You're married to this show.
I'm too into my career.
To writing.
Or lack thereof. But,
cruddy movie.
But it's like Batman doesn't have, like, a Lois Lane. You know, he doesn't really have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes he kind of bangs Catwoman or something, but...
Okay.
But other than Catwoman, who wouldn't? You know, Julie Newmar.
Meow. Julie Newmar or Michelle Pfeiffer or...
Yeah, or not Eartha Kitt, though.
Not Eartha Kitt? What about Halle Berry? No?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, I hate sure. that. Rank them. You want to rank them in their prime?
You want to rank the Catwoman?
Let's rank the Catwoman.
There's no Catwoman in this movie, but let's rank them. All right. It's bottom to top or top to bottom?
Well, bottom Eartha Kitt. I mean, can we just...
Right.
Bottom Eartha
Kitt. And
then,
Kitt. Like, Lee Merriweather.
Okay.
And then I got to go... ooh, now it gets tough. Now I go Halle or Pfeiffer?
Pfeiffer in her prime.
Pfeiffer in her prime was smoking.
Halle Berry just seems too weird. You know what I mean? It's just, she leaves like a lot of work.
So Halle, then Michelle Pfeiffer, and then Julie Newmar, who's
okay.
like the hottest thing ever.
Well, you, wait a minute. You say Halle. You, so you're taking Halle, and I'm taking Michelle Pfeiffer?
All right, which I'm,
I'm taking Pfeiffer,
like?
But that's me.
No, Pfeiffer's number two to me.
Well, okay, Pfeiffer to me was one. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So would I would say Pfeiffer is
Julie
two.
Newmar.
I'll tell you
so
what. I'll
hot.
Take Pfeiffer, and you take Halle Berry. We're fine.
Oh, whatever.
There's enough.
Yeah.
Halle
sure.
Berry, grow some hair, woman.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's
that
like
short hair.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You can't really get in there and pull it.
But she looks.
You get a fistful of.
I don't want to. I don't want to sleep with Barack Obama. Okay, grow some hair, woman. That's what I'm trying to say. I know that's an obscure reference,
a
but
fine senator from Illinois.
Well, what? He's sort of a he's a African too, like her, right? Is he
no,
a quarter black?
I think he
a quarter black?
I think he's no, he's not a.
Is he a quarter black?
I think in college he was a quarter.
He was a quarter black?
All oh, right. No. Wait. no, Hallie's definitely a high yellow. As they say, yeah.
And this has to do with Batman House?
She's a African American. Nothing, really.
Nothing African.
No, you know, Morgan Freeman, by the way, is the token Negro for a movie that you don't really want to have black people in. But you just get Morgan Freeman in there, so. You know,
are the criminals in Gotham black?
Yeah, there are some black criminals.
Okay, well, that
so
makes
it's
sense.
Realistic, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Well, actually, though, Gotham is like, doesn't, it's much cooler this time because it looks like a real city instead of like.
Is it Chicago?
It's Chicago, but they CGI'd it to like have different elements yeah. to it. But it doesn't have all those big like stupid statues and like globes and stuff hanging up. They totally went straight, like no camp, like hardcore,
like a real city and not like a comic book vista.
It looks like Chicago and New York kind of put together.
Okay,
but it's kind of good. It like gives it a realistic feel to it.
Thumbs up for Batman.
Yeah, good times for Batman. Go. So it looks like the movies aren't going to really suck this summer. Which
well, what else is out there? I mean, Batman.
Well, they got let's see. The next
is good. Star Wars was good. I think we can all agree.
Right.
Star Wars.
And then
was good.
Coming up is War of the Worlds.
And I don't know. Spielberg's pretty reliable for like summer fare like that.
Yeah. How long until?
Because you like Minority Report was kind of good. And
I liked Minority Report. Yeah.
And what else did he do? That he's done some kind of.
How long till Tom Cruise does Battlefield Earth though? Or so he does like he breaks out one of those other.
This kind of sounds like it.
Or he break out one of those other L. Ron Hubbard novels and just start
Tom
doing.
Tom Cruise, man, he's
he went on a crazy. Celebrities have gone crazy.
He's
lately.
Running around crazy. Did you hear about like Brooke Shields? Like, did an interview where she said she had to take antidepressants because she had postpartum depression. She had a kid. And Tom Cruise, like, ridiculed her for, like, going to a psychiatrist because psychiatry doesn't work.
Right.
But your science fiction writer religion is somehow helping people.
Yeah.
It
Scientology, for those who don't know, was founded by a guy who was a sci-fi writer who wrote Battlefield Earth and, like, these cheap...
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard.
These cheap pulp sci-fi novels about, like... You know, alien invasion.
He wrote like airport paperback science fiction novels,
and then he decided there was no money in that, and so he actually literally was quoted as telling somebody, "I think I'm going to get into religion. That's where the money is." And then he cooks
and then
up
he did.
This kookamamie religion, which is like it's based on there's an alien called Xenon who dictates the whole. Shape of the universe,
but they don't talk about that.
I know you really have to be deep into it before you get to
before
Xenon.
You learn Xenon. I was in I think it was just out of high school. And me and my friend John, he's this weird guy John used to hang out with. That used to work me at the movie theater. This was like right after high school, college, whatever. And there was a Church of Scientology in downtown Royal Oak. It's like a little neighborhood we hang out in. And there was a where the church was over there.
Yeah,
it was right around the corner from the Comedy Castle. And
there's probably one in your town.
There probably is. And like my friend was like
in L.A. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah. But my friend was like, hey, let's go in and just get some literature, because he thought it would be funny, because he's like, yeah, it's going to be pictures of people in alien outfits. And it kind of was when we looked through it. But so we go in, and the guy's like, hey, you got to take a you guys want to take a personality quiz?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, for a goof, like, we'll goof on it and take a personality quiz. So we did, and it was all these, like, multiple choices. It was like a Scantron. It was like taking the SAT or something, you know. You had to circle the little letter and fill it in. So we're there, and we're doing it, and it was, like, literally 200 questions. And after a while, we just started, like, going A, B, C, and just, like, not even reading the questions just to get it over with. So we gave it to the guy. They took us into separate rooms, me and my friend John. And they scanned our results, and they said we both needed, like, Scientology. And they were, like, they locked the door behind me and, like, didn't let me out and told me that they wanted to take me in the basement to show me a movie and all this weird stuff. And I literally had to, like, run out of there. I was like, oh, yeah. My God, get me out. And, like, my friend was in another room, and there was one guy yelling at me, and there was a guy yelling at him. And he's like, looking at the results of your personality profile, Scientology can help you. I'm like, yeah, I answered those questions randomly. They mean nothing. There's no science to be
behind
this at all.
When could Scientology not help you?
I don't know. And I go, look, I have no money and blah, blah, blah. And my friend John was, he goes, well, you need to buy this book. He was telling my friend John, he goes, you need to get this book. And he goes, can I get that book at Meyer?
Dianetics.
Can I go? Yeah, can I go pick
they were,
that
they
up?
They were charging
the
you
bookstore?
$45 for
it. And it was just ridiculous. And we literally had to fight our way. I mean, not physically fight, but we had to, like, yell and scream until they let us out of the Church of Scientology. No, it was very bizarre.
Much like the major religions of the world, yeah. Scientology is utter hooey.
Wow.
It's totally it's utterly as valueless as say Islam or Judaism.
Well,
it's if you really study it, it's like xenon.
There's nothing. Yeah,
and they have these e meters where like you're supposed to monitor your emotional output
during
the day
is.
And like you know, and then like their whole goal of Scientology is to get to what do they call it clear, where you are above emotional toxins. And, like, drugs are a poison and all this stuff. It's just, it's a weird thing.
It's weird, but I think
all over Hollywood, too.
I understand that, but I think the reason people, for all religions are based on faith, and there's really no, you don't really need proof.
Right.
For your religion, but I guess when people look at Islam or Christianity, they go, well, at least that was around a couple thousand years ago. At least that's been, you know what I mean? At least that's sort of like.
I guess Scientology is appealing.
There's some history behind it.
I guess it's appealing to people because it doesn't have all that like boring, churchy kind of. You know what I mean? No guys.
Yeah,
gonna
you're
get,
in Scientology. You're hanging out with Jenna Elfman. You know what I mean?
There's nobody in silly robes or.
Oh, you know, come to think
incense.
Of it, hanging out with Jenna Elfman. Really, I think I'd rather go to church than hang out.
She kind of hit the wall, didn't she?
I don't know. She's just annoying. She can't shut up.
Well, you know, Travolta's a big Scientologist.
Travolta. It's a weird collection of people, really, if you think about it.
I've interviewed Travolta a couple times, and, like...
Bring it up or anything? Or?
Yeah, he does, if someone asks him about
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's more into his planes.
Leah Remini.
She's a Scientologist,
King of
really?
Queens is a big Scientologist.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's... who is she? You know what I mean? Thank you.
That's her speaking voice. She's on the King of Queens.
She's on the. Is that you know, still on? Is
yeah,
the King of Queens. Still
you know what's
on?
Good? She's getting fat now. And
she had a kid, and she can't lose the weight.
Because
yeah.
It used to be that show was completely unbelievable.
It was
utter bull.
She was hot. The King of Queens is a fat plumber or whatever. He is a mailman.
Yeah,
and
dude's rocking three bills. And,
yeah,
and she's like,
and she's
this
hot
little
broad,
tight piece of tail
running around Queens.
Yeah, but then look at Jim Belushi's wife on that god-awful show.
Yeah, well, they all have that. But it's, I mean, look at Fred Flintstone's wife.
You know what?
I mean.
I think that's what's wrong with America. It's crap like that. That's worse. That's more fantasy than Star Wars.
Well, do you think that that's why women have a bad self-image? Because even the fat guys on TV have hot wives? Do you think that has anything to do with it? Like,
no, it also, it makes fat guys think they can get better than what they got.
Okay, well, that's true.
Now you were hanging out with some fat guys today.
Yeah, I did. I was I was hanging out with a bunch of fat guys. And a couple of them were married and the other guy's engaged.
And the guy who's married pulled his weight.
What? What does that mean?
Well, he got, like, the wife that was right for him. You know what I'm saying?
Spell it out, sir.
All I'm saying
You're
is,
being cryptic.
No, I'm just saying, like, they look good together.
Well, a fat guy married a fat chick.
You know what I mean?
Basically, is what you're saying.
But they're, like... He didn't get this crazy notion. Like he actually went out and married a woman who was into him.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Instead of chasing skinny broads for the rest of his life.
Okay, I've chased skinny broads.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
They got to be real.
I haven't married
it. Here's the thing. In my life, the girls I've dated have either been a little chunky.
Yeah.
You know, I have a limit, though. I have a throwback limit. That I do have a weight limit.
Capacity, the total towing capacity of Corey Hall's dates.
I don't know how many stone that would be in the British
system. I don't know
system,
how much stone that is
12
either.
12 stone, no. no, I do have a weight limit, though.
The point, though, is that...
But it's either that or really, like, anorexic crazy girls that
okay,
have
no
self-esteem.
Well, that's... You're right. There
those are the two
too.
Kinds.
Yeah.
Normally, a girl in the middle, kind of out of my range.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. A girl
I either get really skinny or neurotic crazy girls, or I get, like... You know, pleasantly plump girls.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to bash on you know, guys, fat guys marrying fat women. I'm just saying, I think that's good. I think, like, marry a girl who loves you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I found out that...
Instead of trying to find a trophy wife, get a girl who's really into you.
And now, maybe this sounds self. This is sort of what you're talking about, too. Maybe this sounds like that I'm being egotistical or self-centered when I say this. But one of the most attractive things about women to me now is... The most attractive thing is how much the girl is into me. Does that make any sense? Well, that's what I find. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, and maybe that's what it should be.
I mean, she gets hotter the more she's into you?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if a chick's into me...
Is that a sliding scale?
That's hot. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a chick's not into me, and I know that right away, then I'm like, I'm not into her.
Then you got spaghetti dick. Is that what you're telling me?
Sort of, yeah. Or I'm just not interested. And that's why I think a lot of these girls are like... If they were just nice to guys, even if they weren't going to screw them, that might be a little hotter.
Yeah, but I know hot chicks adopt this attitude like you're a gargoyle.
Yeah.
If you're a little chunky, mm-hmm. and you're eating Toffee Fey like you are right now.
Who's eating Toffee Fey?
I got one over here. I'm not saying I'm not going to eat Toffee Fey. But, yeah, no, girls will adopt this attitude to keep fatties away.
Yeah.
Even though 8 out of 10 times the fat guy is interested in you.
Right.
The fat guy... wants to care about your problems. The fat guys are good lovers. They're like attentive.
Yeah,
they're good boyfriends.
You know what
happens? They can probably they know how to cook. Mm-hmm. They can probably fix stuff. Meanwhile, rock and roll model boys get the, you know, some bass player from some douchebag band.
Here's the problem: girls think fat guys. We don't appreciate art. We don't know anything about fashion. They think we're not hip. The clip we played at the beginning of the show is the most. Play that again for everyone. This is a. Play that again, because that to me sums it all up.
You think I don't appreciate art?
Listen to this.
You think I don't understand fashion?
Yeah.
You think I'm not hip? You think I'm pathetic? A nerd? A lard ass fatso?
Yeah.
You think I'm shit? Well, you're wrong.
That's right. Tell him, John.
Because I'm champagne.
That's right. I'm champagne.
And you're shit.
That's right, women. You're shit.
Until the day
Until the day you die.
You, not me, will always be shit.
I feel that way. That is from a movie called Happiness, which is very weird.
So,
by Todd Solondz. But that I think...
Is that your attitude about women now?
Sometimes... But that's, I think, when you... And in the movie, John Lovitz is with a real skinny, cute girl.
Right.
And he gives her a gift, and she's not into it, and he says, hey, look, you think I'm a nerd? You think I'm a lardash? You think I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make me shit. You're shit.
Yeah, and then that girl later goes... she's an ESL teacher, and she goes home with her a Russian guy in her class who has a wife who comes after her.
Well, that's the movie. I'm saying, but that bit of the movie, that line of dialogue...
No, but her, she's always unhappy.
She is always unhappy.
Because instead of finding a nice guy,
yeah.
What we're saying, girls, is start sucking my cock. That's what I'm saying. I think, let me distill this.
Wow.
Unless you're from Lincoln, Nebraska, and then you can go screw yourself with a light bulb.
She didn't even listen anymore.
No.
I think girls, though, need to be a little more open to a guy who's...
I think, actually, you know what it is?
But that happens as girls get older, though, too. You know, you get these girls who are 22, 23, and all they want is some hot guy to run around with. Then as they get older, they start, and you know, lines start to show on their face a little bit, and maybe they're not the hottest thing at the bar anymore.
Well, what you really need fat is a wallet.
Yeah, you need a
fat wallet. That's what you need is a fat wallet.
Where's my fat wallet? I don't have a lot of fat in my wallet. No, but I think girls need to appreciate...
Now, not many girls know this either.
What's that?
But a fat guy, his semen tastes like caramel. I don't know if you were.
Mine's going to taste like Toffee Fey.
Exactly.
After the show.
we eat all this crap and chocolate, but then our jizz tastes like delicious chocolatey goodness. Not many girls know that.
Oh,
bass players, what are their? Yeah, their loads taste like caffeine and hate
Marlboro cigarettes.
Yeah, there's nicotine and ash. These guys who weigh 7 pounds.
Yeah, and then ours tastes like Baskin Robbins.
Sometimes it might be savory.
31 flavors.
Yeah, sometimes it might taste like a lovely camembert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I might have had something cheesy that day.
Sure.
Really, my dick
is... this isn't working for you at all. No woman is going...
Actually, ladies, my dick is like a big Slurpee dispenser of love, really. It just shoots out delicious, tasty goo for you to gobble down.
Oh...
So anyway, back to Scientology.
Back to Scientology. It all goes back to broads, doesn't it?
You know, one more note on Batman.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson is like the mentor slash villain sort of character.
Okay.
He's got to get off playing Obi-Wan. He's playing Qui-Gon again.
Qui-Gon, and then...
Like, he gives Batman this speech about, like, you know, you must conquer your fear to become... You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like a Jedi speech.
He's the learned master in every movie now.
Yeah, he does that every movie now.
What else has he done?
He's in Kingdom of Heaven, he did that.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
Just seems like he's always doing that. Is he? That Qui-Gon part.
What's he going to do?
I don't know.
Well, he used to be, like, the hunky leading man, Liam Neeson, and now he's sort of like... Kind of the weathered old kind of guy now. You know,
he was really good in Kinsey, though. Go check that out.
Did not see Kinsey.
Yeah.
Do I have to see Kinsey?
It's long. You might kind of lose interest.
Okay.
Well, it's good.
Any watch boobs it. In that? Or
yeah.
Laura Linney get naked?
Laura Linney does, yeah.
Laura Linney gets naked. All right. Way to go, Laura.
I don't think it's as good as her scenes in Love Actually, which also stars Liam Neeson.
She was naked in Love Actually?
Oh, hell yeah.
And she was naked in that movie with the guy from Northern Exposure that you see on cable. Which I don't remember the name of that
movie.
Oh,
that was called Maze?
Maze, yeah.
Yeah.
Maze, she was naked in that. Laura Linney.
Good, yeah.
She didn't get naked for a long time.
She's
and now the floodgates have opened.
She's an older nudity. Broad. She's got some miles on her. But
that's what happens, too. That's a new trend, though, where chicks are only getting naked now in their 30s and 40s.
Well, girls will, like, movies. Ride up the ladder, and then they'll see the end coming.
The
and
plateau.
Then, bam, here come the fun
here
bags.
It comes, yeah.
Wow.
Well, Halle Berry did that, and then...
Meg Ryan
did that. Meg Ryan, boy, she...
What you need is one of
She was naked, like, in a movie for a second, in The Doors, and then I think in Flesh and Bone for, like, a second.
Right, right.
Back in, like, the 80s, the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she hasn't been naked in a... You know, she was naked in whatever, in The Cut.
She was real naked in The Cut. But you know what? I've interviewed Meg Ryan.
Okay.
And up close, you could see this... You know, the marks.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, it looked
up
like...
Up close, you can see the goddamn things on TV.
Yeah,
you
can
have a 12-inch black-and-white television, you can see the marks on that.
Yeah, it looked like someone crazy glued her face
back
together.
They cut a smile in her face like the Joker.
Oh,
we're talking about Batman. It's literally, she looks like that now.
It looked like macrame or something. It looked like, I don't know what it was. It was like looked like someone taking, you know, a big... They just splotched it on and smeared it out with those paint thinners, you know, it was like...
Yeah,
oh,
it was. Yeah.
She was a mess. But Laura Linney looked good. Like
Laura Linney still looks good.
Laura Linney's
you met
natural.
Laura Linney.
Yeah.
Laura Linney looked good. Well, that's good. Good for Laura Linney.
Yeah, she was cool.
Laura Linney can bang us.
Oh, another another movie I saw also that's coming out this week.
A summer movie.
Speaking of chicks I've interviewed, was of course Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
And you say Angelina Jolie up close.
Oh, Angelina
is.
Jolie up close is one of the hottest pieces of ass you'll ever see in your life.
You I believe it.
She'll blow strippers out of the water. You're just like
that. Nah, I believe it.
I was in an elevator with her one time, and I got half hard just standing there in the elevator. I was like, wow, this is like gone semi-soft ice cream.
Really? So you're saying when Cass was in the studio, it didn't...
No,
that wasn't as good.
Now, when Cass cradled my nuts,
Cass didn't cradle any nuts.
That girl was so terrified of us.
She, yeah, that was that.
And
was...
why would you be afraid of two lonely 30-something comedians doing a radio show?
You can go listen to the Cass show, the all-time just for a little bit of the all-time most popular show in the history of the Corey and Joel Radio Show was when Cass was on
and
show
it was
10,
and it was our worst.
It was
show.
Probably well. If you really wanted to hear us interview Cass, it was a good show. Just the interview itself wasn't very good.
No, Lindsay had a lot more to say.
Lindsay was awesome.
Your old roommate. Lindsay
on 16? Go listen to show 16 with a dog, a bitch, and a hot chick. Lindsay, love that show too.
But,
love Lindsay.
They're just getting better, unlike this show. But they're getting better. Wherever
yeah, this show is slow, dude. We're moving.
It seems like it, but then, you know, later on.
We don't. Part of the problem is hot, and like it's like 90-something in Detroit today.
Yeah.
And now Corey and I have air-conditioned the studio, but it's kind of a patchwork sort of air-conditioning job.
It's doing fine.
It's working, but it's not... We need an air-conditioned studio for the summer.
Well, we have one, but
we just installed it 10 minutes before the show.
So it hasn't cooled off yet.
We're sort of suffering, and you can probably hear it in the background, and it probably sounds like crap.
Yeah, it's great.
But whatever. We needed this because it was very hot in here, and I even buttoned my shirt back up. I was doing my shirt... Yeah. Unbuttoned. I was doing the show with an unbuttoned shirt.
Oh, but Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Let me say this.
Yeah, I did see
okay,
that.
Okay,
I saw that
ahead.
Right before Batman. Yeah, they're not banging at all. No. No way possible. Come on. No, you could you could tell from this that they were banging.
Oh, really? You can just...
I know sometimes the maxim is that if people have chemistry in a movie, they don't they aren't really having sex because then the chemistry's gone because there's no mystery anymore. Well, I got to figure that they went right to the trailer and just had a 12-hour hump session as soon as the the gavel came down and the
clapperboard,
the slate cut print. Yeah, they were boom. There was like an Indy 500 race to get to the trailer and hump because these two were it's smoking hot chemistry between.
Really?
Them. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care about either one of them as far as their movies.
It's a pretty good movie.
Like, if I see an Angelina Jolie movie, I'm out of there. You know what I mean? Like, and even Brad Pitt, like, aside from, like, Fight Club, maybe Seven, I don't know that I really care about. I definitely don't care about Brad Pitt.
This one's a good movie.
Is it a good movie? Doug Liman directed.
Yeah,
good
the guy
director,
directed
good
Swingers
director.
And Go and Born Identity.
Born Identity,
which
yeah,
I liked much better than Born Supremacy, but... Yeah, no, it's good. It's funny and it works. But the chemistry between them is like,
yeah,
you go, oh yeah, these two are way into it.
Okay,
she's not that good of an actress too. There's like scenes where they're
Brad is kind of stiff in a lot of his stuff. He kind of seems like he's playing the same guy.
No, Brad Pitt's better than you think he is because he has some range, but she's not good enough to fake how into him she is in this movie.
Okay,
like the scenes where like she's like really giving him the loving looks. You know that. The milky taste
but
of his man load.
But the
is
thing, and the thing for them is that it works both ways. Where, you know, if you're Brad Pitt, you're the guy that can actually get Angelina Jolie,
right?
And if you're Angelina Jolie, you're the girl that can actually get Brad Pitt. It's sort of like, you know, Angelina Jolie's gonna work with guys who she won't want to bang. Although she banged Billy Bob, and that's a whole.
Who would she not?
That's a
bang?
Whole. But you know, I don't know. But you're saying like, well, say if she worked with, I don't know, John Lovitz, say from Happiness.
Well,
you know she's not going to bang John Lovitz.
But I bet John Lovitz would eat her box like it was an all-you-can-eat buffet at Ponderosa. You know what I'm saying?
You know, John Lovitz gets hot chicks.
Brad Pitt's probably...
You ever see John Lovitz in a red carpet? He's always with the hot broad, John
I know.
Lovitz.
But I think Brad Pitt's probably, like, put a mirror over the bed to look at his own ass. You know? He's looking at his own Greek...
Brad, I mean...
His Adonis-like body.
But I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. I'm not Brad Pitt, and this is why... This is why it's sunset. This
what
is why,
would it be like to be Brad Pitt?
This is why I'm not Brad Pitt. Because if I got Jennifer Aniston, forget about it.
You'd stick with
that? That'd be it. I mean, how much better could I do?
You wouldn't get tired of boning Jennifer Aniston, unlike Brad.
I can't imagine a circumstance.
What an asshole this Brad Pitt.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know, I can't imagine the circumstance that I would stop wanting to bone Jenna. Even if she was a pain in the ass, even if she was spending all my money, even if she wasn't cooking for me,
consider
there's
this.
Nothing I would want to do to step in.
Consider this. He got an upgrade. He traded up, dude.
I know, but she's crazy. But, you know, her history is so
crazy.
He
traded a Bentley in for a Ferrari. It was like, how
did
he do?
But she's so wacky, that's not going to last. And you got Jennifer Aniston, man.
But we've discussed this before, okay?
What's that?
And we know this on a low, dirty NASCAR bar level.
Yeah.
Crazy chicks are the greatest bangs in the world. And so Angelina Jolie has got to be... I mean, your dick might melt. It might just actually... She might just burn your dick to a cinder.
Remember I told you that story and we didn't really talk about it on the air? I met a chick very recently who I thought was the sexiest girl I've ever met in my entire life. Remember I told you that story? And did you know the girl I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
And I was hanging out with her and things were just kind of started getting crazy because she was like trying to seduce me.
Oh, I remember.
And I was going for it and things just got weird. And I guess I kind of felt that maybe. Maybe on, like I'm saying, on my low level, even though there's girls that I would want to date or, you know, whatever.
I saw a picture of that girl, no offense, that's not Angelina Jolie.
No. I understand it's not Angelina Jolie.
She
but
was
what
cute,
I'm saying,
though.
But I'm saying when it's in your face like that and when they're putting it out like that and if Angelina Jolie did that to you and you were Brad Pitt, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that girl's not Angelina Jolie, but I'm not Brad Pitt. But if you divide it by five or, you know what I'm saying? It's the same scale. The scale is the same.
See, I think Aniston...
The scale is the same.
I think Aniston, as hot as she is probably kind of a bit of a yenta. You know what I mean? Kind of gets a little annoying after a little while, a little clingy.
But
Jolie's got that whamma jamma mojo pussy that just puts, like... It just fools your mind.
I,
do you know what I'm saying?
I,
like,
no, I don't know,
I bet,
dude.
She's got magic pussy. I think there's, like, elfin pixie dust in that thing. And it just enchants a guy and makes his mind all goofy.
I would not dump Jennifer. I'm sorry. I stand by this. I'm Jennifer, if you need a guy.
All right. This is
JoelTheComic.com.
It's just a scuttlebutt effort. She wasn't up for anal. That's what
you
I
know
heard.
What? It's possible
and, you know,
she wasn't
I
up for...
I think if you're Brad Pitt, you better be getting anal. Do you know what I'm saying?
But But if you're Brad Pitt, you just go, hey, look, I'm just going to do whatever. You know, I'm going to do what I want. I can bang all these chicks. Why get married? He got married. He realized I could really
be
banging.
On the other hand, think of it this way. If you're like a great football player,
yeah,
you want to be in the championship. You know what I mean? You want to play in the Super Bowl. Right.
Yeah, you want to be in the title match. You don't want to be on the undercard.
Now, Brad Pitt could go into any strip club in North America and just pull whores out of there.
Right. That's true.
It's like fishing with a basket instead of a pole. You know what I mean? He could just go and bang any woman anywhere. He could just walk in. But he wants the Super Bowl of pussy. No, he wants that Angelina Jolie.
Okay, but maybe the problem is, maybe it's not good. As we're saying, like, oh, I'd love to be Brad Pitt. Maybe you wouldn't want to be Brad Pitt. Maybe you would rather be like a Scott Baio. Maybe you would rather be like a lower... No, look, hear me out. Hear me out.
You'd be a middleweight pulling
heavyweights? No. Imagine you're Scott Baio. You can bang a lot of hot chicks. I mean, Scott Baio actually has, but let's say you're Bud Bundy, whatever that kid's name is. What's that kid's name? David Faustino.
David Faustino.
Or you're Topher Grace. You say you're Topher Grace.
That wouldn't be bad.
You're going to bang a lot of hot chicks as Topher Grace. You're going to bang hotter chicks than you would bang if you were Topher Grace, you know, working at the oil change place. If you're Topher Grace, the actor on a hit television show, you're going to get a lot of ass.
I got a feeling he got that Scarlett Johansson. They worked.
Okay. And hear me out. If you're Brad Pitt and you go running around, say you go to the strip club and you try to bang a stripper, well, that's going to be everywhere. That's going to be in every paper. It's going to be a big pain in the ass. You go out, you're going to have chicks all over. You're going to have security. Topher Grace can probably go out and hang out and go to a bar and actually get a chick and bang her. Whereas Brad Pitt can't go through that because the paparazzi are going to show up.
That's why Brad Pitt is a value shopper. He married Aniston, who was real. I mean, that's you go, oh, that's upper echelon.
I understand that.
And then he decided that he was bored with that. The only place he could go was up.
Okay, but maybe that's why Jolie is desirable, because he can't go into the bar and bang the hot waitress, or he can't go nail, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No.
And it's
too much work for him.
And if he's going to cheat on Aniston, it's got to be cream of the crop. In fact, he's trapped now. He can't move down now. No.
He
can't go bang Cynthia.
All right, well, let's figure out. We got a couple minutes. We'll take a break a minute.
Who's a step down for him?
No, who's a step up? If you have to step up or a lateral move, what do we got? I'm going to give you a couple names.
Okay.
Maria Sharapova would be a lateral move.
No, that's a step down.
No, because she's younger and she'll be hot when Angelina Jolie is all dried up.
Yeah, but her tennis money, while
that's
impressive,
a thing.
The tennis money, while impressive, is not the kind of money.
Well, give me something that's not a downgrade from Angelina.
I don't know how you can step up.
I don't know. I think you can. I think there's. I think it's out there. I say like a Maria Sharapova would be.
According to my chart, Scarlett Johansson, when we did the episode.
But first. Most people wouldn't see
that. Jolie wasn't even on that list, I think.
No, because we decided Angelina Jolie was like, she's in the Hall of Fame rather than in the playoffs.
I think Pitt's now screwed. He doesn't have any options.
No, but he's got to have somebody, dude. Think, rack your brain for a second.
He might just go crazy bang Sarah Rue from Less Than Perfect. He might just throw that out there.
Margaret Cho. He's going to
He might just start dating
Janine
Margaret
Garofalo.
Cho, just to get crazy on people.
Slum it. You think maybe that's what he should do?
You know, Janine Garofalo kind of looks better now.
No.
She's getting older, but she lost like a lot of weight. I'm not saying she's not annoying, but like, remember she was hot at one point, then she got real haggy.
She was hot when she had a couple of hit movies, or like she was like the lead.
She had this movie, The Matchmaker, that my girlfriend made me watch. Oh yeah.
I know, though. That's the one she goes to Ireland and she meets some guy.
And I had to sit there and watch that.
Why? Well, maybe that movie was, maybe when Janine Garofalo was like the lead, that it was just too fan. You know, it was just like, this is some Lord of the Rings crap where guys are falling for this chick. And it's unbelievable. Even though guys would fall for, like, Janine Garofalo, but the guys wouldn't look like some of the guys in the movies. They would look like me and you. And maybe no one wants to watch that, you know? Maybe that's like, oh, I don't want to watch a movie where a guy's chasing around a chubby girl. Or a girl that's just average looking.
Once again, this is the Hollywood Myth Factory making lies for us.
Really?
And while you're right, no one really wants to watch chubby guys and chubby chicks fall in love. That's what happens every day.
It is.
Ugly people fuck all the time.
Guys in bat suits.
Yeah.
Give us your money. You can't give your money fast enough.
Seriously, though, God, that must be, you want to, that's the most that's the most instant panty wetner of all time. If you're bad enough to walk around in a cape and a bat suit, you know what I'm saying? Chicks have got to be into you. You know?
Are you saying like if you're Christian Bale the actor, or if you're actually Batman?
If you're actually Batman, nothing could get pussy more than being Batman.
Wow,
I think that would
think
be
though.
The ultimate pussy getter.
Well, who would get the most pussy if you had like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man?
That sounds like a topic for after the break.
I don't know. Do we have time for that?
You know what? We're gonna have to do a chart on that one.
I went to the Gay Pride Fest. Sort of.
I got some funny stories.
Well, we can do what superhero will get the most. Maybe we'll let people think about what superhero will get laid the most.
Maybe we should have a poll on our website.
Well, I thought we'll open it up, and then people can send us email at CoreyAngelRadio.com. Who do you think?
Bravo had their list of like the superheroes and villains and women vixens or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a controversial choice at number one.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Let's take a break. Okay. You got more of Montreal over there?
I certainly do.
We're going to play more of Montreal, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to have a little more show for you.
All right, then.
And we're going to talk about which superhero gets laid, the Gay Pride Fest, and we'll just enjoy this, and we'll be back. Hey, Corey and Joel Radio Show 18 back with ya. A little breaky pie, a little more of Montreal from the Sunlandic Twins. Good CD. Mm-hmm. Pick that up.
Check that out.
So we were talking before the break, which superhero, if they were actually real people walking around on the face of the earth with us,
right,
like humans, like real people.
Now, here's the thing. In the real world,
who would get most laid?
Guys who dress up like superheroes are the last guys.
Are the last guys, yeah. Guys in the line for Spider-Man or Batman or Star Wars are not getting laid. Absolutely.
They're light years from pussy.
Yeah, they don't even know.
But if you were Batman, if there really was a Batman, girls would be breaking their pelvises open, throwing their legs wide for him. Seriously, can you imagine? It's like a dude who runs around in bulletproof armor at night wearing a cape. Chicks just gushing.
But would he get... But he would be the guy that would get most laid, you think?
Brad Pitt would want to hump him, I think.
Wouldn't like an X-Men kind of get laid a lot?
Who would get laid the most? No, because they're mutants and they're freaks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Now, see, like, Iron Man's rich.
Yeah.
So he's not only rich, but it's all the suit.
Now, can Superman even bang? Because I think Superman would, like, hurt a woman, wouldn't he? I mean,
there's a lot of discussion about this in the comic book world. And he's married to Lois Lane.
So,
I mean, he could be as gentle as he wanted to, I suppose.
So Clark Kent could bang.
But you got to imagine he's got a Peter North cannon.
Absolutely.
If everything's super about him.
Right.
He could shoot a load and, like, blow out through her back.
Exactly. But he's also got probably super tongue.
I don't know.
Super cunnilingus.
This is an important topic to discuss.
And then what would Spider-Man do sexually?
You think, like, Wonder Woman and Superman, they would have to be banging. Because she could handle it, you know? She's got the super pelvis, too, to handle.
A Wonder Woman has
the
super... What are the bracelets do
like
for
they
you
could go
Wonder
in
Woman?
Space and bang and stuff. They're, you know, they could, like, fly up in space and hump on
you
the
You could
moon.
Be banging her on the invisible jet.
Well, she's, like, super strong and can fly, too, so I suppose.
She can fly, and she's got the lasso.
They've changed that, because she used to fly around in an invisible plane, and that was the gayest thing ever. So they just said, yeah, she can fly now.
Yeah. Where could she fly? Like, in the comic book or on a show or something?
Yeah, like in the comic book.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know.
They got a cartoon, the Justice League cartoon.
Corey's a much bigger comic book guy than I am. I'll play one on the show, but in real life.
Now, coming out in theaters soon, July 8th, is Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, which...
Which, now, there's some interesting sexual possibilities here, because Jessica Alba is the Invisible Woman.
Is the Invisible Woman.
Right.
Did you see her invisible top? Did you see that on
that
the internet?
That was good. Yeah, that was
did
good.
Did you catch
it? We should post a link to that on our site.
Well, people can find that now.
Yeah,
I don't think they need us, but that was nice.
She was using her powers on her
the
top.
The flash bulbs, the super flash bulbs, the superpower of the
But now, Mr. Fantastic in Fantastic Four
can
stretch his body in any shape possible.
All right, wait a minute.
So now you got to think he's got to be getting the super tail that way, right?
So you could have super stretch penis.
Exactly.
You could have a penis that...
You could bang a chick from outside of the room. You could just send your penis in
I was
in
thinking
as a
about
probe.
This. Could you... Is anybody's, like, real penis long enough to, like, tie in a knot? Even, like, I don't think so. But even, wrap it around. No.
You mean, like, flat, but it had flaccid.
Yeah, like a flaccid penis.
Well, this is important. Now, how big was John Holmes flaccid?
I don't know.
Was he, like, the size of a regular penis flaccid and then, like, engorged, he became this monster?
I'm not sure. See,
is it like the Hulk? Do you just grow in size?
Well, I read an article about that guy, Jonah Falconer. You know the guy I'm talking about?
The guy with the world's largest
penis.
But he's embarrassed about it?
He's embarrassed about it, but he does promiscuous. But I also say that he is... Like, he's hung, like, two, like, it's like two 12-ounce soda cans, top to bottom.
I know.
So way, there's a girth thing, which would restrict, you know, you couldn't.
How does that guy not pass out?
I don't know. I mean, I guess your body just compensates for the amount of blood.
You get a hard on and just faint?
I don't know.
How could, oh my God.
And they said it's like dribble. His ejaculation isn't like a cannon. It's like a dribbly thing, I guess, because of
you
the.
You know what?
Because it must slow down in the distance.
You know, you get a longer barrel, and the bullet
the
slows
velocity
down a
is
bit.
The
yeah.
velocity is slower.
Yeah, you get range, but you don't get as much striking power.
Okay, that makes sense.
But
what would Mr. Fantastic do? He would stretch, and then but do his nuts stretch too? I guess so.
Well, he can stretch his whole body.
He can stretch his nuts and his dick.
So I guess he could stretch his nuts. I don't know what you would
Mr.
do.
Mr. Fantastic can stretch.
Wow.
And then who else is in there? Well, the Thing. Thing, no sure. one's blanging Thing.
And the Human Torch, that would be a problem.
The Human Torch.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue.
He must have slept with a skank to have the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
The Human
He's
Torch.
On fire.
Yeah, I've had that feeling. It's not good.
Yeah.
I was in Mexico once.
Wow.
And,
but I mean, you know, if you could stretch your body, I mean, think of your tongue length.
The tongue, yeah, it's fantastic, yeah.
He's got to be the number one super lover, I think. Right, yeah, it's right up there.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
But now who else gets this? Okay, Superman, we said Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, he's
this
just in love
like
with Mary.
Doesn't this sound like a Paul Provenza bit from the
80s? I don't know. So Spider-Man's just in love with Mary Jane, and we don't have to worry about him.
Spider-Man could probably get some tail.
He's a little too, like,
well, he can crawl
introspective.
On walls and stuff. Think about that.
He could, like, sneak into
that's
a chick's
kinky,
room.
Chicks would think that's kinky.
Be in the ceiling of the locker
like
room.
Like, bang him on the ceiling and stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
Come here, honey, I'll grab you.
And he could tie you up with the webs and stuff, if you're into that. Kinky.
You bind your feet.
Yeah, exactly. Web you up.
Web you to the headboard of the Motel 6.
I think chicks would be into that.
But now, does Batman get, like, Robin? Does Robin get laid?
By Batman. know. There was a, you know, there's a book that came out in the 50s called Seduction of the Innocent.
Yeah.
By this, like, psychiatrist who, like, claimed that all the comic book characters were gay and they were, like, trying to poison children's minds. And it's a funny book. It, like,
yeah.
I remember checking that out in the library and, like, caused a big scandal. They made the ratings board come into comics. And the big thing was Batman and Robin was a gay... was like them and Alfred. It was like a gay love triangle. And they lived in the Batcave.
Alfred was like the old queen.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, yeah, Batman was the top.
He was the benefactor. And
Yeah. And he had his young ward that he kept. Yeah. So I guess that's why they had to shoestring Katie Holmes in that movie, even though she had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Just to be like, no, he's not gay, really.
Hey. She's hitting the wall, too, I think.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes, I'm not into her anymore.
You're not into her?
I don't know. She probably looks good in that movie, but I saw some interview with her where I was just like, maybe it's the Tom Cruise thing. Maybe Tom Cruise bangs the good looks out of
you
these
You know,
bros.
That Scientology will get into a bitch and we'll mess her up.
Now, do you think that he's that calculated that it's like he's got a movie, she's got a movie? Do you believe that? Because that's whatever. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I buy that.
Well, you know, celebrities will do all kinds of crazy things.
Really? Do you think they're that calculated? I mean,
Jolie and Pitt on their junket.
Yeah.
Refused questions about
no I understand that because they were actually doing it
and then they started making but, interviewers sign a like
yeah I saw
clause.
That
now I think that's just legal because that's just all fuel for Aniston to get more money out
okay.
of
okay
and seriously this movie could be used as a deposition in the, you know what I mean?
Exhibit A
you're like they're so clearly banging your honor look at this scene. Look at that. He can smell her pussy on his breath. Look at that scene.
No, but I mean, but the question is, that since Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are so open about talking about it.
I've said pussy 25
Does
times.
It make it more obvious that that's fake, whereas Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt is real, and they're clamming up about it, where Tom Cruise is running around, jumping up on a sofa with Oprah talking about how he loves to bang Katie Holmes.
I heard a story once from a guy who claimed to have been an electrician on a movie of Tom Cruise's.
Yeah.
He said that Tom Cruise blew a stagehand. But, I mean, this is all apocrypha.
Right, you're saying you heard through a
I
guy.
I heard through a guy who
told
knew
you
a guy.
That an electrician said that Tom Cruise blew a stagehand. You're not saying that.
I'm
not
claiming
that. The
that.
Corin Joel radio show isn't saying
but,
that.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, these rumors are out there.
I understand that.
This is,
But let's
I
say,
not,
let's say Tom Cruise was gay, just for the sake of...
I don't believe that story.
No, let's not even say Tom Cruise is gay. Let's say Tom Cruise...
Yeah.
Had sex with a guy once. Say there's a story that Tom Cruise had sex with a
therefore
guy.
Therefore gay.
No, well, okay. But does that mean that he wouldn't want to bang a nubile young actress? I don't think so. You know, I think if you're Tom Cruise and you can get whoever the hell you want, why not just go bang some hot chick?
Well, this relates to my topic of there are no such thing as bisexual men, only gays who can get ladies. Right? It's only
gays
who are like so horny they can bang girls. Because there's no such thing as a straight guy that goes... You know what? Maybe I'd like to get in the cornhole tonight. You know, there's no...
All right.
You're gay.
Gay...
You're clearly
gay. Okay, is there a... I'm going to talk about... I was at Pride Fest in my town
really?
Here. But we're talking about that. But is there... Can I ask you this? Are there layers of gay? Meaning, like, say you use your hand on a guy.
Yeah.
Are you less gay than the guy who takes it in the ass?
Well,
or
no.
Are you more gay? I mean, does it make... Are there levels of gay? Is pitching worse than
this
catching?
This is gay.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
But then there's a level of gay.
This isn't gay. This is... The choo-choo train is gay now?
Well, this is slightly gay.
Oh, and it's loud, too. You can turn it down.
We'll get rid of that.
Yeah,
but
that,
then there's... Then there's really gay.
There's more levels of gay. Yeah, and so what is the choo-choo train? The choo-choo train is like kissing a guy?
Yeah, that might
be
like...
The choo-choo train is like two guys making
that
out?
That might be like you fell asleep in the same bed and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you woke up with morning wood and you just happened to be...
You know, you're in the shower and you look at a guy's package and you start to get a little excited about it. But you went to Pride Fest, right?
I went to Pride Fest, but I was with the chick. I was with my girlfriend at Pride Fest.
Right.
So what would that be?
We gotta get into that in the next
show. We do, but go ahead and play... Well, no, I'm saying like...
Well, you heard the national anthem then.
Well, this is it, yeah. Yeah, this is the gay net. This is the gay net. Yeah, if you're this is
Yeah.
This is like
so it was super gay over there.
Yeah, it was gay at Pride Fest. I live in a town. Give me a little lower this a bit so I can talk over. Yeah, I live in a town called Ferndale, Michigan, and it's sort of a gay friendly town. Almost like Greenwich Village in New York City, but not really that cool. It's more of a working class neighborhood that has.
There's like, I don't know, 35,000 people in town, and like 3,000 of them are gay.
But it's like a place where you can be openly, outwardly gay, and it's sort of accepted. So it's sort of like a gay haven, which is why me and Corey do our show here. No, it's a nice neighbor. It's got a nice downtown. It's a nice little... And that's where I live.
You always
get jokes about being a homo because you live in Ferndale, Michigan. But anyway.
It's not like living in West Hollywood.
No. It's not that gay.
Or the Castro.
Yeah. Boys Town, Chicago. There's more gay places. But, Ferndale, Michigan is gay. So they have a thing called Pride Fest. It's like a little street fair kind of thing. And me and my girlfriend were hanging out. And... we went over to this restaurant in town called Como's, which is a big sort of a pizza place. And the joke is that it's called Homo's.
Right.
That's the joke everybody makes because it's like this restaurant that a lot of gay people do. They have a staff that's largely gay. But they make a real nice pie. They make a nice, thin, kind of New York-style pizza pie. This is where I start to get... This is where I start to get emotional about the pizza pie.
They make a nice, supple, doughy pie.
Yeah. And so they make a nice pizza, so I like to go over there and get my eating.
They like to toss it over there.
They toss. So we decided to go over there on Sunday, which was Pride Fest.
Craigers, I love you.
We love Craiger, who's our waiter, our gay waiter over there.
Yeah.
And so we went over there, and nothing but homosexuals in here.
Really?
Nothing but homos.
What a shock at a place called Pride Fest.
And a place called Pride Fest and in the Como's restaurant. We weren't in Pride Fest proper. We weren't, like, at the street fair. We were at the restaurant, which is across the street. Okay, here's my point, though. There was a lot of gay guys, but the best thing was there was a lot of lesbians. And the lesbians were hot. I mean, not all of them. There were total butch mullet lesbians.
Really?
And there were trannies.
Yeah,
but there were actual hot young lipstick lesbians, and it was good, and I was enjoying myself watching these. And I was with my girl, and I was like, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry, but some of these lesbians are hot."
Was she into
I'm
it?
Getting a little turned on? No, she's not into the lesbians.
No, I'm just asking.
No, not at all. And she wasn't into the gay guy. She goes, "Well, some of the gay guys are good looking, but the gay guys, you can spot the gay guys right away. Some of the lesbians would fool you. I mean, you knew they were lesbians because there was two or three girls, and they're just there hanging out." And a lot of people had, the rainbow stickers and all that stuff. So you knew they were lesbians, but they were hot. And
sounds real annoying.
Yeah, it was, but this entire restaurant, imagine 200 people, all of them gay, not another, there was one, me and my girlfriend were the only heterosexual couple in there. Although I was wearing my white Hawaiian shirt from the party that picture is on.
You know, that's
the
pretty
Corey
gay.
Joel Radio. And I told her, and I said.
There's actually a level of gay above tainted love.
Which is what?
Which is when you step into anywhere that white Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
it goes like this.
Oh, this is gayer then. This is gayer than Tainted Love.
This is the gayest.
Gayest of all gay songs. You spin me around. Okay. So I'll talk over this. I'll just And so I wore my white, which is sort of a joke because it's like my gay shirt. And then it was like, it was laundry, so I was kind of running out of good clothes.
You have a gay friend who said that shirt was gay.
Yeah, my gay friend Pat said that shirt was gay. So anyway, I wore the gay shirt.
When queers start telling you you're looking
pretty. Yeah, so I wore the gay shirt, went to the gay... So then we're in this restaurant, and the only other heterosexual couple that was there was this man and woman. They were married because they had three little kids. These kids were between 8 and 10. Three kids between 8 and 10. And it was like the kids just came from like a soccer game. And it seemed like dad was just taking them there for pizza, and they were none the wiser. And you should have seen these little kids as they were watching these lesbians make out with each other. It was the funniest goddamn thing. These kids' eyes were bulging out of their heads, bulging out of their sockets.
This is why Red State America should never go to Pride Fest.
And the dad was getting annoyed. The dad just kept ordering drinks. And he's literally, and they sit down this tranny that was like the least passable tranny you'll ever see. It was like a football player with a big red wig and just like total broad shoulders,
you know,
in a tank top. Really awful.
In theory, I am very liberal and very like pro-gay. Like,
yeah.
Like I believe gay marriage is cool. Why not let them suffer?
Right.
Get married, but if you do go to Pride Fest, you start to go a little bit. You know what? The meter starts moving right. Like when you're really,
you
actually
start to get annoyed.
Oh yeah, when you see
see
a grown man in cutout shorts popping around.
Yeah.
In this
well,
music.
these little kids.
Yeah.
Were staring at this tranny, and you never saw more fear and like. Kids are genuinely scared of homosexuals.
It's like they saw Bigfoot.
Right. But isn't there an honesty to children, though? Isn't there something about kids that kids can sense fear and kids know what's
like
bad?
A dog. They
yeah,
smell fear.
And they're very, kids are instinctive and they're not judgmental necessarily in the ways that adults are. And these kids were so afraid of these big dykes.
I got to figure that if I was like 7 and I saw Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah.
That would probably scare me more than Frankenstein.
It was weird, but I also will say this. When you're in a situation where
take any more in
everybody, like, okay, you say you're liberal, and I'm liberal, and I'm for gay rights, and I have nothing of a problem with gay people. I know a lot of gay people.
Sure.
Friendly. When everybody's gay, it does seem to get weird. You know what I'm saying? When everybody's gay.
Well,
when you're in a situation where the entire room is homo.
Don't you think that applies to everybody? Like, do you think black people act the same way around, like, us that they...
Well...
You know what I mean? Like, if we went to an all-black comedy club, which I've been to.
I've performed at an all-black comedy
club.
Terrifying. Where I was the only white actor.
You want to talk about terrifying. Go in
no,
there.
That is... But for some reason, it's not...
But people act differently when they're amongst their own peers.
But it's not... But you can't correlate and say... When a black guy is in a room full of all white people, or when a gay guy is in a room full of all straight people, that it's as weird as when a straight guy is in a room full of all gay people. I don't believe that that's true. Am I right?
Like, if you're the one breeder in a room full of homos,
it's weird because
it's such a delicate way with the language. Too.
Well, it's weird if you're the only straight guy in a room full of gay people. It's very weird because the gay people are sort of
they start looking at you like.
They
oh,
sort of start looking at you,
you
and then you sort of go, you know, you're looking at gay people going, this is weird and I don't want to be like this. You don't understand that you're in a room full of gay people and it's different and you don't feel like you want to,
you know, I was just about to put on a Judy Garland record, get out the salad tongs and give my boyfriend Philippe a rim job. What are you doing here straight?
And you
Oh my
God. Well, but the thing is, if you're in a room full of, like, say you go to a black church, you kind of get into it and you go, hey, this is fun.
Yeah.
But this is not fun. This Judy Garland is not fun.
There's some stuff gay guys are into that's not fun.
Yeah, but I don't see that as being fun. I see the appeal in something like Freaknik or Black Beach Week or something like that. I could see that. Now, I don't enjoy it because I'm white, but if I was black, I could see getting into it.
I like going and seeing Jackie Chan movies with black audiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
And I see black people going to a basketball game. That makes sense.
Hey, I saw the Inkwell. I saw that in the theater.
You saw the Inkwell in the theater. Look at you.
Yeah.
You are a pioneer for equal rights.
And I was not working at the time. I was not on the clock.
You bought a ticket to the Inkwell?
I purchased a ticket to the Inkwell.
Was it the Dollar Theater?
I might have been at the
Dollar Theater. It sounds like it.
Well, I went to the natural environment.
Well, yeah.
I wanted to go to the Habitat.
Black people are born at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, no.
Black people.
Oh, no.
The Dollar. I manage the Dollar Show. We have a big Dollar Show in Detroit. It's 16 screens, and I was the assistant manager at the Dollar Show.
Hold on, PJ.
Oh, yeah, Little Queensryche. We interrupt this gay Judy Garland record because we're talking about the Dollar Store and blacks.
Well, you know what? We just seem to get back to that topic. They're born at the Dollar Theater.
Well, the Dollar Theater.
I think
theater,
there's an incubator out by the popcorn
the dollar
machine.
Store, the Dollar Theater is full of black people. No question about it.
You know, Brothers is thrifty. What are you going to do?
And that's fine. There's nothing really wrong.
How come people always talk about Jews being cheap?
Right.
But yet they never talk about blacks being cheap.
Well, because people have the impression that Jews have money and they just don't like to spend it, whereas blacks don't have money and they can't spend it because they don't have it to spend.
So you can't be cheap if you're poor? Yeah, I guess so.
I guess you can be cheap if you're poor. So, but wouldn't that mean that there were a bunch of Jews at the Dollar Theater with the black people?
No, and you'll never see a Jew in there.
So Jews are not cheap. Therefore, Jews are not thrifty.
Jews just don't, they just won't go to the movie. They'll be like, I'll wait for it on the cable.
Do they have cable?
Actually, I misspeak. Jews go to the movies all the time, and particularly on Christmas Eve. I'm serious about this.
Well, because they're not opening gifts.
There was one Christmas where my family went out of town. Like, the whole family went out of town.
Right.
We always have Christmas at my uncle's house.
Yeah.
And all his kids moved to Boston gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, eventually one year they're like, you know, instead of them all flying here, let's go to Boston. And so I had nothing to do on Christmas.
Right.
So my family was just like, the rest of us were like, what do we do? So I went to the movie theater with my friend who also didn't have a family. And he was just a loser. But, no, good guy. We went there, and it was every Jew in North. It was like Woody Allen was at the movie theater. You know, it was like, you go to a movie on Christmas, and you'll just see this.
A New York Jewish intellectual communist.
That was that's
it was unbelievable. It was like,
well, but Jews, like, aren't synagogue. But Jews aren't celebrating the holiday yet. Everyone has a day off, so why not go?
Yeah,
it's a good day to go because there's nothing to do.
I know,
if you're
Jewish. They go eat Chinese and then they go to the movies. This is what happens.
And the Chinese restaurant is open because they're not celebrating a Christian holiday.
I don't know what they're celebrating. They don't care. They're like, you know, oh, these are the day that Lao Song Ta, the Tiger Mace.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to. Where's my checklist? Gays, blacks, Jews, Chinese. Anyone else?
This is the day that Phoenix took to the dragon. And the dragon spoke of the earth. It's a golden shower of rain and joy. What?
You know, if we live...
this holiday we shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I was getting to. The Chinese at least do fireworks, and that's fun. That's the thing that I'm saying.
They do fireworks in winter. They do
Everything fireworks.
Any holiday is an excuse fireworks to blow crap
that
up.
Go Chinese. I'm happy about that.
I'm going to give it up for the Chinese.
The Chinese and their fireworks. All right, who haven't we disparaged? Now, where are the Puerto Ricans on Christmas? The Puerto Ricans are where?
Probably in jail. I mean,
Puerto Ricans, they're not working, but that doesn't have to be Christmas. They're not working any day.
Yeah, the guards come by and ring a jingle bell. Well, they're in the lockup.
So the Puerto Ricans are in jail. The Jews are at the movie theater.
Yeah, I think we're going to need some more Queensrÿche.
And the blacks aren't at the movie theater because the buses aren't running on Christmas. Is that anything?
Is the dollar theater open?
The Dollar Theater is open.
Well, I didn't go to the Dollar Theater on Christmas, so I don't know.
Okay, you went to the regular movie theater.
No, black people are usually Christian.
But that's where the Jews went.
The Jews were at the
regular
theater.
Because they have money and they're not thrifty at the movie theater.
Like, it was bizarre. It was like, honestly, normally on like that same movie theater, there'll be a good mix of other people, you know, other ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
None. It was a sea of Jewy whiteness. It was just 10,000 hooky beaks. And
hooky beaks.
Was like every.
I think we have the name for the show. The hooky beaks.
Hooky
show.
Beaks and super freaks. All right, that's the name. So
I banged the goddamn microphone. I was like, bonk, bonk, bonk.
But I grew up in a neighborhood that was largely Jewish, and so it was like every girl I went to high school with was at the movies that night. I was like, wow, I haven't seen you in a while. I want to bang you.
Corey, we're going to crimes and misdemeanors. You have to come see.
Well, it's like they're all in town. You know what? I think we went and saw Deconstructing Harry.
Did you really? Well, usually the Woody Allen movie is out around Christmas because it's getting Oscar consideration.
Oh, and you know, there were some Arabs at the theater as well. And they were like eating nachos and stuff. And
they'll do that. The Arabs will eat. When I worked at the movie theater, the Arabs, whenever they came in, it was a lot of nachos.
Suddenly they became Arabs.
It was Arabs and really? Nachos and lemonade was the big Arab treat.
Sorry,
at the
Joel,
concession stand.
You can talk because you're Italian.
Italian.
You're from Italy. I had an old girlfriend. Her mom would say, I love Italian food.
Never had an Italian ice? My dad, actually, my dad, who was born in Italy and is off the boat, sometimes says Italian.
Really? I enjoy that Italian sports car.
My dad, but
it's not called Italian. It's not Italy.
Italian does sound like Gomer Pyle a little bit. But yeah, it is a legitimate.
Golly.
You can actually say. Stupid dick. Is that what you wanted to play? Was you stupid dick?
I don't know.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I enjoy that one, but it's. We're not talking about rednecks yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, our most prepared show. This one.
You know what? We were okay on the top. We knew what we wanted to talk about.
We were okay, but we spent so much time installing the air conditioner.
Well, we could have talked more about superheroes who get laid, but I mean. I mean, now Mighty Thor has a hammer, but is it really.
Oh, you know what was great about Pride Fest? We got a couple minutes. The wrath of God, hit Pride Fest. Because we had a massive, major thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Right about 8:30, right as the evening was as dark was encroaching, and it was just God's wrath ruined the gay parade. It was just literally, I looked down the street. These hurricane force winds came, and there were like rainbow flags just rolling down the street.
That is terrible.
And gay kiosks were being knocked over. It was unbelievable.
Just mustaches scattering in the wind. It was just.
Tank tops and cutoffs.
That is just terrible, Joel, because you know what? I guess it just proves God hates fags.
God hates fags. I don't know. The weather hates fags. But anyway.
You know, we sound like the worst cavemen.
Do we? But I actually went to Pride Fest and had a pizza.
No, I know.
Give me credit.
But you're right. Hanging out with that many lesbians will creep you out.
But the lesbians were kind of hot. But yeah, when they were the big dykes.
Individually, I can handle a lesbian or two.
Yeah.
You're right. You get them in large numbers, and it's like a street gang. You feel like the sharks or something are coming.
It's a lot of ponytails and baseball caps with the lesbians.
Yeah.
You learn that.
Yeah.
But I told my girlfriend. My girlfriend had her hair in a ponytail. I go, well, you know, it's a lesbian thing.
You don't want her to attract flies.
And she's like, no, it's not. And I go, well, yeah, not on you, it's not, but it's a lesbian thing. Like the ponytail.
It's like code language. Well, no, that's just because it's hard to field grounders when you get your hair flying. You got to put in the ponytail.
It gets in their eyes while they're playing volleyball.
You can't catch that softball. You know what I'm saying? You got to have the hair pulled back. That's why it is. It's true.
Wow. What was that kid's name that wrote us the letter about the Jews?
Yeah. Ryan, you're going to love this show.
Ryan, this one goes out to you, my friend, because we disparage everybody.
I love the Jews. Don't get me wrong.
And if you want to send us email, and God knows.
I think there were holiday prices on Christmas. That might have also been why the Jews were in the movies.
If you're from the ACLU or the Anti-Defamation League or the Council of B'nai B'rith,
you
want to send us an email, email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
We will read them on the air.
Read them on the air even if you hate what
we say. You know what, though? Seriously, though, I will say this.
Yeah.
Go to a black comedy club and hear the white people jokes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make fun of white people.
Do you think that doesn't happen?
Yeah. They will make fun of white people at black comedy
behind
clubs.
Closed doors, like when you're not around the gays?
Yeah.
You know, I have it on good authority. You know what happens? The second a straight person walks out of a room full of gays, teabagging. It just suddenly, it turns into
teabagging?
Yeah.
they teabag each other.
Yeah. They suddenly is the coast clear? Good. Balls start hitting chins. I mean, that's what happens. As soon as
They're
free and happy, the gay people.
I know.
Oh, God. We have gay friends, and I hope they don't.
We do have gay friends, and we have straight friends, and we have Puerto Rican friends.
We have a lot of friends for chubby people.
Let me take that back. We don't know any Puerto Ricans.
That's a good point.
We really don't like them. But yeah, we have black friends. And
I like Carlos Arroyo, who plays for the Pistons.
There you go.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, beat those Spurs, Pistons.
Yeah,
go
for him. That's a Puerto Rican.
There's blacks and Puerto Ricans we actually like.
You know what? I like Luis on Sesame Street. That's another Puerto Rican I can get behind. He's a good guy. They got a gay on Sesame. They got Bob. Bob's gay, right?
I mean, and who's the actor that's got the big slow forehead? We like him.
Gordon?
Luis Guzman, is that his name?
Oh, Louis Guzman.
Louis Guzman. We like you. And
I could do an hour of Sesame Street material for another show.
But thank you for listening. That's going to do it for the show. The show is over.
What about Roberto Duran?
Roberto Duran, we like you.
Is he Puerto Rican?
I don't know. Well, he's Cuban, maybe.
Oh, he's Cuban.
I don't know. The show is over.
Is that it? Is that the end of the show?
The show is over.
Well, all right, folks.
We had a show was over clip. See? That's goddamn
production. Oh, I know.
The show. We talked about the clip. We're going to play at the end of the show.
This concludes the broadcast from
Vote for us on podcastalley.com. Look up Corey and Joel. Give us a vote. You can link to it from our site. Oh, the player now works on IE.
Yeah.
We have a little streaming player. I had to fix that over the weekend. When I wasn't gaining up at Pride Fest, I was there.
So if you don't have the 3 minutes it takes to download
it
this
it downloads 3 seconds. You can use the little player on the site to get all the shows. This show will be up there. More of Montreal to play us out.
Yep.
Show 18 is in the books. Thank you all for listening.
Really, I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, we offended a lot of people, but that's what happens when
we
don't prepare. We revert back to our natural instincts.
We turn into Don Rickles and Archie Bunker talking to each
other. I hate it. Let me tell you about the Jews. I hate it. Good night.
Oh, Laplanders, I'm sorry. I didn't think of you. Eskimos, we'll get to you
we'll get to the
show.
Eskimos on the next show. So we'll probably be back later this week with show 19.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
What did he speak of us?